As soon as you part the green and blue love beads and walk inside, you're transported back in time. Free State, Free Spirit is an affectionate look at the counterculture scene of 1960s and 1970s Lawrence. At the heart of the exhibit is a collection of photographs by John Gary Brown, Brownie, as he was known back then.
Lawrence local, who was around and friends with and photographed a lot of these counterculture moments and gatherings, parties. He was known as a guy to hang around with.
Brittany Keegan is the curator and collections manager at the Watkins Museum.
By his own admission, he didn't get as heavy into the drug scene, so he remembers a lot of what happened in the 60s and 70s. So I sat down with him and just picked his brain about what he remembers and his photographs, and he was kind enough to donate copies of some of his photographs to the museum.
The Watkins Museum is hosting a final event this Friday night with guided tours of the exhibit. They'll also be screening The Kansas Marijuana Harvest from the CBS News program 60 Minutes. Will Hickox is the public programs coordinator for the Watkins Museum.
Marijuana was grown in large quantities in the Lawrence area. I mean, it just grew everywhere around the county, on farms, everywhere you could imagine. And a lot of these young folks who call themselves various names, such as the Kaw Valley Hemp Pickers and the River City Outlaws, they came into town and they secretly would harvest this marijuana crop and produce marijuana and then sell it for big bucks. 60 Minutes got wind of this, and Mike Wallace came here with a film crew in 1970, and they shot a very interesting 20-minute segment, which was the first time that 60 Minutes had reported on drugs. And they came to town and they filmed folks who, many of whom were interviewed in disguise with like hats low over their faces, things like that. But they also interviewed members of law enforcement, folks who were trying futilely in many cases to push back against this booming industry of marijuana harvesting.
Steve Novak is the director of the Watkins Museum.
What would you like people to get out of this exhibit, whether they lived through the Lawrence counterculture or not?
I think the most important message that the exhibit sends is that what we do with our lives and how we connect with our community is going to matter. This is an opportunity for us to look back at this one particular time, but the movements that we see today with Me Too and Never Again, those are things that, 50 years from now will have shaped what our community is like. And I hope this exhibit reminds people, especially young people, that the things that are important to them and the causes that they choose to champion, that they have the opportunity to make change in the community.
Yeah, he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie. This new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying. Trying to change nobody, he's just trying real hard to adjust.